what were Sundays like in your, like remembering far back or early stages, what were Sundays like for you?
I remember you're always greeted at the door, and I don't know what kind of thoughts like that. You're always greeted by a deacon and either another deacon or another, you know, to shake your hand as you came in, so you couldn't even get in the building without someone meeting you. And all the chairs laid out to Pinky's drawing pins, meticulous, and often bringing extra chairs in at the back because there were so many people we couldn't accommodate them with the normal set of chairs that were there. I think
it was the side open at that point as well for chairs?
No,
the side was usually closed. Closed most of the time.
But there was a lot of it was probably more formal than now, because I mean, at communion, the pastor, flanked by two deacons with ties and shirts on, you know,
and special chairs too.
Prayer for bread, prayer for the wine, and there was a bit more formality, I think, but and the pastor looking through the spy hole, the red spy hole, before he gets out, from the vestry. That's all
that. There was that concern about getting ended up with two trays each. And if you end up, you're on the gym, you end up with four cases of none.
People used to always get a bit kerfuffled about it.
Nervous. Walk round and have a tray, that was fine.
That kind of happened, you know. Mixed up.
Were there points where the services changed for you at any point?
I was twice a week, twice a Sunday. That was like you're going Sunday morning, Sunday. Sunday evening was a bit more kind of chilled out, you know, but you were there, it was, you know, you're always looking forward to after it as well, so you can go in somebody's house, you know, and chill out or go for a coffee. Or, you know, there's a great feeling of church is finished, but our worship is still going on, you know, and our togetherness is still going on, even after the service. You know, and fair play to Chris, I mean, his leading worship was Fabby, you know, I always remember, why is he putting his belt round the side of his body, you know, so he wouldn't scrape the back of his guitar, you know, his belt on. And I said, what's he doing? He's never thrust that out. And I'm not musical, but he'd always have his belt round the side. And I thought, maybe I'm missing something here. Maybe it's a minister thing.
You should know, do you?
Every Sunday, such as
the belt was always round the side. So he couldn't scrape the back of his guitar because he was passionate about his guitars, you know. But the worship was fantastic and a great worship time. You know, back then, you know, you were just like, oh wow, that freedom of worship, you know.
But it probably just moved gradually that you don't really notice. Just things gradually move that you don't notice there's a change.
My first memory was with Greta Rebner, who used to play the organ, but with minimal hand movement. It was and of course we had Anne and Margaret.
Anne was just amazing. Fingers of hers. Yeah. I mean, it was just unbelievable
what
she played.
Yeah. And then there was always a singer, an evening service, a singer.
The stories with the buttoned up collar and the hat on.
And you see, back then we still took the three kids in the evenings. You know, so you think, they must have been young that you're taking them along a Sunday evening, you know.
And John Beattie would always say, we welcome so-and-so who has come all the way from somewhere.
Well, we used to come from Aquinnah, because moving to Kirkcart, we took a mad turn and moved to Aquinnah for some strange reason, but still came back to Kirkcart,
Yeah, Sunday mornings was a lock-in too. Pinky used to lock the door. If you were early, you got your family pew.
Yeah.
And if you were late, you had to ring the bell. come in with everyone.
And everybody would look at
the shape. I presume those traditions have gone.
Yeah.
We just don't let them in.